All right, there's another thing that I felt like sort of had a breakout year in 2016, which is podcasts. I feel like, Serial was a sort of breakout. I think it was in 2015 that Serial first came out, or 2014. This year felt like the year when the medium really exploded. There's a million different genres. I feel like I've just started listening to Crime Town, which is about Providence, Rhode Island.
So good.
Which I spent 4 years in. TBTL, which is my favorite podcast, which I discovered 8 years ago and listened to every day, like, quasi-religiously. But do you feel that way? Do you feel like, I'm as apt to have a conversation with someone about the podcast I'm listening to when I meet them or at a party than television or anything else?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I dipped my toes into it actually this year. I host a podcast on Slate called Represent.
Yes.
We talk about film
Mazel
and TV.
It's quite good, I will note.
It's great. And what I love is that there's so many different ways to listen to podcasts now and different kinds, like the crime shows. You also have like history shows. Yep. Like you can learn so much, and that's what I love about it.
It also feels like, reminds me, I'll date myself here, of like blogging in its heyday, where the barrier to entry is very low. There's an explosion of creativity. People are doing it at all sorts of different levels of technical skill. Mm-hmm. Girl Friday, which is quite well produced. Which is the Erin Gloria Ryan podcast, which I listen to as well. But people are doing it at sort of all different levels of skill and production, and some of them, even the ones that are low level, are really good. Some of the really highly produced ones are good. But it's like 1,000 flowers blooming. So you should go check out some of those podcasts we mentioned, as well as, I would also say, Two Dope Queens and Another Round, which are two of the ones I really love. All right.